Hey, as you guys know, I'm getting married very soon.
No.
But I'm not a bridey bride. I'm not a bridey bride, if that makes sense. I went to the Wedding Expo on the weekend to help out a friend. I wouldn't have gone there for me. And I was helping her out at her Skin Deep stall. And people are planning, you know, so far ahead, their wedding's in 2021.
Is it clipboard central? Are people just making notes and scrolling?
Well, it's clipboard central, and you get a bag and you throw everything in there and you've got a folder to put everything in.
There's a lot to do.
Yeah, there is a lot to do, but I've always prided myself. I'm not a bridezilla and I'm not one of these full-on brides. I'm very relaxed about the whole thing. I don't know why, but I'm...
And Jamie's very good.
Peter. No, he is awesome. He is actually... He's stepping up. He's good.
Oh, good. After you outed him on air the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, he threw him under the bus.
Something happened yesterday and I'm really not proud of myself.
Oh, what? What's happened?
Well, I went for a wedding dress fitting, which, ladies, it's pretty exciting, but I keep on forgetting that you all bring your bridesmaids with you and, you know, my bridesmaids don't live here and so, and my mum's in Brisbane and so I was like, oh, yeah, I'll go on the way home. And it's Lisa Brown, a local designer, and she's a beautiful woman. And she does incredible work with just even everyday outfits. And she's amazing. So I'm like, okay, cool, yeah, I'll just pop in. No worries. So, you know, pop. And when you're getting fitted, you know, you keep on going in over the last couple of months, and then it's just the lining. And then it might be just a little bit of it done. And then you go in and a little bit more is done.
Yeah.
But most of it was done. So I put it on. And I walked out through the curtains. I looked at myself in the mirror. Oh, I started bawling.
In a good way or a bad way?
Yeah.
In a really emotional way. Now, I have been that bridesmaid on the side watching brides put on brides, you know, their dresses and crying and going, oh, I don't get it. What's going on?
Who am I? I don't know. I guess I have a lot of things to ponder.
Know who I was. I'm like, oh no, I'm one of them. I'm the crying emotional one when you put the dress on because it's perfect. It's honestly perfect. I never grew up thinking of a bride's dress. I never was that kind of girl that was, oh yeah, I'm going to get married and this is what I want. No, but I found the ultimate design I wanted and to see it in fruition and to have it on, she said, oh, that's amazing. Lisa, well, it's great you're crying. Why are you crying? And I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure it out.
It is a weird
phenomenon.
Is it just that, you know, in the back of your mind, it's kind of what you've always wanted and it was just, that's it.
Maybe it's a subconscious thing, but also I think there's so much planning that goes into it, but this is the moment that you go, okay, this is really real. Anyway, then I go next level. I have to go around the corner to a seamstress to pick something up and I walk in there and there's a lady getting her wedding dress fitted and I walk in and I squeal.
Oh. No.
I squeal and I go,
who am I?
Like, you started crying at her.
Look, oh my God, oh, you look beautiful. I'm like, oh no, I can hear myself talk like this, what's going on? And her mother was there and her mother gave me a death stare like this is my moment with my daughter. And I'm like, oh my God, I just gave her my dress fitting. I just gave her my wedding dress fitting. I'm like literally 10 minutes ago, I just gave her one and I was bawling. How are you not crying? Oh my God, when are you getting married? Bah. Anyway, I lost it. And this lady's going, oh, and she's trying to figure out what earrings she should wear. And I'm like, these ones, definitely them. They're the ones you should wear. The mother's going, bugger off. I got in the car, I shut the door, and I just breathed and went, what just happened in the last hour and a half? Who was that woman? Who was it? I looked in the rearview mirror. I went home, and I said to Jamie, what's my name? He went, Bridge. I went, okay. All right, I think I'm back to normal. I think I'm all right. I think I'm back to normal. So maybe it was just a little glitch in the radar. Yeah. We're back on track.
Who am I?